I was chilling in Powell's, chatting with Gary Groth, when I spotted an owl dressed like a hairy moth. I said, "Excuse me, Mr. Groth, but I got to go eavesdrop. I can't believe he's shopping and not asleep in a treetop." He had a New Yorker's Book Country tote bag, and wherever he walked, he left a trail of dope quote tags. I said, "You going to a fortune cookie factory or something?" He said, "Ha ha, yes, my chariot's the Great Pumpkin." We jumped in. He nod gestured to his driver, Esther Equinox, who was dressed like she caught sequin pox. The squash carriage progressed over creeks and rocks. We coasted up to a treehouse that hosted deep freakouts. The guests were decked out in human costumes, exhumed from lost tombs. I kept my eye on Esther as she rolled across the room. Monkey Board played a funky chord. And it occurred to me to check on our ride in case anyone was hungry for our gourd, Hunky Dory, as the girl from the Nord Country drunkly poured from the berry broth cauldron. Hairy Moth Owl lounged with the owlkin all around him. They played hopscotch. Instead of a rock, they threw a top-notch stop pocket watch. Toss catch! The claw snatched it from a moss patch, and darkness started to crosshatch. They asked me, "Does your affect and cause match? Do you treat your wife life with as much care as you give a song? Do you write for posterity even though your kids can't live as long?" I said, "Why were you at the bookstore? I thought you were nocturnal." They said, "We looked for this, my bound blackboard chalk journal." Prairie Dog howled as her pup sucked a clogged dairy duck mouthful. Hairy Moth Owl Shorty parked patient peaceful. I stripped thorny bark off a branch for Bear Tree Bow Dowel. Bent them like a story arc to construct an easel. A productive way to weasel out of the answering the question. He put his bound pad of mini chalkboards on the tray. Walked toward it, then away. Made a sad sound. Whinnied like seagulls that orbit the bay. I wanted to talk more, didn't know what to say. He said, "Cat got your tongue? Wrung dry? Stung fly? Pop flat your lung? Did the rung slat crack and for a hot sec you hung from one hand? Suntanned and clung? You better raise up like your own parents. Grown talent alone, prone to clone arrogance. I'm gonna go play now. And if you think of something to say, go wake up and tell Greybrow." He left me stumped like a clear-cut old growth. He jumped, disappeared, steered, told the cold noth. Gray brows looked like my step-grandfather's mustache. Like a cigarette that's just ash. Like someone who don't trust cash. I couldn't tell if he was wake or sleep. I didn't make a peep. The space in front of his face deep as a lake or a pond floor. I picked up some chalk and I drew a blind contour. My mind wandered like a flying condor. And the chalk from a tool chest with a jeweled crest that said "Cool Quest, my divine sponsor." When I looked at the board, I was floored by what a blind line had conjured. H was the legs, M was the wings, O was the head, ear tuft crown for kings, upside down so tight, Snow White on pitch black mirrored the low light.
Pearl.